This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The Federal Emergency Management Agency awarded the Albemarle Fire Department a $1.8 million SAFER grant. Chief Kendall went before the Albemarle City Council and explained to them exactly what that was, what it'll do, and what it's going to cost the city down the road. And here is Chief Kendall with all that information.
Mayor, City Council, good evening. Our presentation is to go over the purpose and the SAFER grant and the benefits that it's going to provide to the community. I'd like to take you through the whole presentation, and if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them at the end. So FEMA has awarded 191 departments SAFER grants this year, totaling $360 million. The City of Albemarle Fire Department has been awarded a $1.8 million staffing grant by FEMA. City Council has been very supportive of our application previously, and we're very thankful for that. The goal of the SAFER grant is to add positions in the Albemarle Fire Department to better meet the National Fire Protection Agency criteria, which is known as NFPA. The NFPA is 16 firefighters minimum on a structure fire call. AFD currently has 14 firefighters on structure fires. Training, vacation, and sick time reduces our staff of 14 to approximately 11 or 12. The SAFER grant would also add 10 full-time firefighters. That would be 3 personnel per shift, as well and as assistant fire marshal. The grant staffs the ladder truck for all calls and meets our NFPA standard.
Chief Kenny Kendall went on to tell the council why the extra staffing is so important, and here he is once again.
I'd like to cover some of the benefits of additional staff. Added staff can improve the fire department's ISO rating used for insurance purposes. ISO ratings are based upon multiple factors, including water systems, communications, and call responses, and many more. An improved ISO score may lead to a lower insurance premium for homes and businesses. AFD's ISO classification improved in 2020 from a class 4 to a class 3. We were 5.59 points away from a class 2 rating. So adding the properly staffed ladder truck to all fire calls increases our opportunity to improve our ISO rating to a class 2. Over the past 3 years, call volumes have increased by approximately 150 calls per year. The city has annexed or is in the process of annexing approximately 955 acres and has approved approximately 3,800 new homes or townhouses. The SAFER grant solves our staffing in the present time and in the future. So here's how. As I mentioned, the added staff means the ladder truck is in service on calls. We will be able to cover staff taking trainings, vacations, and sick time, and the grant builds the foundation for staffing a possible fourth fire station. The need for a fourth fire station will be covered in the comprehensive land use plan currently underway. So, you may be wondering if and when we build a fourth fire station. Will we need more firefighters? The answer in the SAFER grant, the SAFER grant will allow us to staff the station properly. And how? We will already have a fully staffed truck to go in that station. So that's going to conclude our PowerPoint for this presentation. Thank you for your time consideration, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Albemarle City Manager Todd Clark wanted to add this after his presentation.
This is for information tonight, although you will be asked to take action on this at a future meeting, which we have slated for November the 18th. What we wanted to do tonight was just introduce you to the SAFER grant award and what that means to the city if it's accepted by City Council. So this is, again, just an introduction information for you tonight. On November the 12th, we have a special called meeting scheduled, at which time first try on, our financial advisors will be here to provide a financial outlook, which will incorporate the impact of this grant and 10 new positions moving forward budgetarily to the city. So at that time, you'll have some questions to ask about, you know, the financial impact. And then we would schedule for November the 18th for your regular City Council meeting for your consideration, either to vote up or vote down acceptance of the grant itself. We are under a timeline. We do have to respond back by November 23rd as to whether or not we want to accept the grant or not. But this is an opportunity for the city in consideration of some growth that we're seeing.
Fire Chief Kenny Kendall also explained how we got to this point in answering a question from Councilman Benton Dryan. Here he is with that response.
Well, in 2021, we applied for the grant the first time. We used a grant writer, and we were not successful. A grant is based on many things in the city. So in 2023, we were notified again that we were eligible to put in for it again with the grant writer, which was, there's only a small cost for that. And so I come before council, got the approval to put in for the grant again, and we applied, and I was not expecting the phone call that we received that told us that we had been awarded the grant. That was the process that we used for getting this grant.
Thank you.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Lots of sunshine today, a high near 66 this afternoon. Clear tonight, the low around 36. Patchy frost Wednesday morning, then sunny with a high near 56. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Cans out. And one was all bag stuff, and other was loose debris.
Right.
And again, I go back to there's limbs all over your, I mean, just because it's